Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Now Spinning. We have a very special episode for us today. We have some guests here today from MSU Vinyl Nights. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves and get right into it.
My name is Freddy Angeles. I'm coming from MSU, and I'm the vice president of MSU Vinyl Nights.
Hello. I'm the co-president and co-founder of MSU Vinyl Nights over from Michigan State.
What's your name?
Gio. That's my name. That's my
good
name.
To meet you.
What's your name?
And then also with us today, we have
Tyler Reck.
And I'm still Simon Medina, as always.
There we go.
So first of all, I want to say thanks for coming on here. Really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. It's cool to know that there's other like vinyl clubs out there.
Ones that are like close by.
Yeah, right. We talked to one that was in Japan, but we didn't know there was one in Michigan until, you know, just a little bit ago. So that's really awesome that you guys got into it.
So how are their plans coming to go over to Japan and get a meeting set up over there?
We're working on it.
Shout out to the Vinyl Record Club in Japan.
Yeah, they're cool. They actually listen to these. So
that's so sweet.
Yeah, hear about this. That's awesome. That's why we got to give a complimentary shout out.
Friends of the show. So I just want to, you know, let's start out from the beginning though. So how did you get into vinyl? Like what was the incident that got you to start collecting?
If I'm gonna be completely honest, it's gonna be the co-president here, and then the other co-president. So that's gonna be Kenny and Gio.
Yeah, Kenny's cool.
Yeah, So those two really brought that up upon me. So where I come from, Florida, there's not a lot of that, especially the small town where I'm from, like Immokalee. There's not a lot of vinyl stuff or physical media. It's all digital and all that stuff. So whenever I came over here, I met these two people by coincidence. Met Kenny in the gym, and then I met him just because, I mean, he's long friends with Kenny, and then they introduced me into vinyls and. Greatest blessing I've ever had. Appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so honestly, I just got into albums. That's really what I love more about it, less than the physical media part. I love the idea that the artist like specifically put each song in the specific spot that it's in. And it's kind of like a story. And that's what I'm really into. So then when I like found out about like how big the record community was, kind of caught my eye immediately, caught my ear immediately. And I got into that like as fast as I could.
That's awesome, man. What was the first record you ever bought yourself?
Oh.
Can you remember that?
Didn't I ask you this?
I was trying to think of it.
That was like the first time that was what the
I think it was the first
the very first nights. It was on it was the second one you guys had, but it was like the end of March. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Right. I think the first one that I received was Man on the Moon, Kid Cudi. The first one that I bought was Kid See Ghosts by Kanye and Kid Cudi.
Nice. How many records did you say you have now?
Now it's 70. Still growing. Nice. You know, but that's awesome. Where we're at right now.
I'm sorry I cut you off, man.
No, you're good. I was going to say, I think the first one I got was with Kenny. We had went up over there, and then it was a jazz album. I don't know whose it was specifically. If it was Dean Martin or Frank Sinatra.
Nice.
But I know it was a jazz. And I know that was the first one I got just because I was there with Kenny and I felt like I had to get something. And then after that, I was pulled into it way too much. I couldn't stop.
That's how they get you, man. Yeah. That's how it always goes.
And I've got a question that I probably asked you guys too. Mm-hmm. Like, how did you find us?
That's a good question.
Because like, I didn't even realize you guys were a thing until you stumbled into our meeting on the 18th of March. It's like, oh, we have a meeting this Friday. You know, come on in Friday the 21st or something like that. Right. You know, and I was like, right. And it was like, come on. I was like, sure, I'll go. And I went, and yeah, and I liked it. I'd go. I'm planning on going this Friday, but by the time this thing comes out, there won't be any more though for the rest of the semester. Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah. We actually, me and Kenny, there was when we first started thinking about becoming a registered organization. We tried to like look up record clubs in the area, you know, just to see like what we're working with, if we could even do it. And you guys actually showed up the website when we were looking up, like we found the LCC VRC, and that's how we found it at first. And then when we became registered, the LCC president Steve, he reached out to us and just talked about what LCC VRC was, and we made it to the first meeting that we could.
Yeah. Nice.
And it was kind of strange because we knew who Steve was, but we didn't know who he was. So we walked in thinking, okay, so who do we go up to and like introduce yeah, ourselves like, as?
The, yeah, go to the guy dressed all fancy.
He's well, there was a couple there. Yeah, so right. We couldn't just distinguish someone and be like, I think you're the president around here. Yeah. You look like you run stuff around here. So we just kind of stuck around and we had a great time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
That's good. Yeah, I was also, that kind of leads in what I was going to ask next was, how did Vinyl Nights come about? What made you think that it would be a cool idea to have like a, you know, a record club of your own? Like what inspired it? I mean,
yeah. So honestly, it happened so fast. Me and Kenny, our president, we dormed together. So we were just talking one night. We said, hey, what if we invited a bunch of people over? And like, I think at first we called it Record Night and it doesn't really sound
roll off.
Yeah.
The
it doesn't really
roll
off the tongue too well. So we started Record Nights. We said, hey, we're having a Record Nights tomorrow. Just come over at like 8, let's just hang out in the dorm. And that's how it started. And it really was just like just our friends. But then we just had to keep on doing it every week. We started doing it every week in the dorm. It started growing out of the dorm because there was too many people.
You guys are in Holden, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I used to work in South Neighborhood. And, you know, those dorms can be really very, very small.
Yeah. It was not very space efficient for what we were trying to do. Right. So then we moved out into the community lounge. And we just got so much support from community, from everybody who was interested in it. And we were like, I mean, we kind of have to, like, we have no choice but to make this an actual organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even getting the chance to have some certain MSU basketball players show up at your last one.
Shout out Colin Carr and Jeremy Fears.
Shout out. Yes.
That I completely missed because I'd watch my sisters.
Yeah. We almost missed it too. We saw them and we were like, oh, that's cool. Like, more people came. And then we looked, oh, that's Colin Carr and Jeremy Fears. Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
Yeah. Crazy enough, I looked them dead in the eyes and I looked at one of our members, Jacob, and I was like, I know who they are. I just don't know their name. I'm completely blanking. I know they're somebody, though. They do something. I know that for sure.
If I was there, I would have played like the Curly Shuffle, you know, like the song that's the Helmet Shuffle at MSU basketball games.
Yeah.
I would have played that and be like, hey, you guys probably know this one.
Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
And then I know at the end they introduced themselves to us as they were leaving. They're like, yeah, my name's Cohen. I was like, nobody. I was like, oh, this is the Cohen Carr.
Yeah.
And then he was like, Jeremy. I was like, Jeremy, oh my goodness. I was over here just rambling on. I don't even know who these guys are.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Of course.
I hope they show up to this one.
I'm going to tell them Tyler missed out. He has to show up this time.
I'd bring in like one of my like dad's MSU tickets or something like that.
Let me get one signature, please.
Or bring my MSU hat.
Yeah, get the hat signed. That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because it was the record painting night and people had them sign their records that they were painting on like the back of what they were already working on.
Yeah.
That was a cool idea. That was super sick.
I did not get my record signed. Yeah. I just thought about that. I should have.
That brings into another thing. Like, you guys do a lot of very cool stuff. Like, you partnered with like the Holden Hall government or something. Was that the one on Thursday where you guys painted in the engineering building, or was that?
No, that was the Office of Engineering, Diversity, and Inclusivity.
Freddie, I assume you got that kind of deal with that, right?
No, actually, that was set up with him through one of the connections that he knows. So it was one of his mutual friends who was part of the engineering college.
Oh,
yep. Shout out you here.
I thought you would have been with the mechanical engineering and all that stuff.
I know you're here, but not too well. So it was a mutual connection that they know each other.
Yeah. But
that was amazing to see. Once I seen that we were going to have that up, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Are there any other like things that you're going to plan on doing in like maybe over like this? Well, if people don't go back home, you know, if you still have that sort of group that stays here, are there anything that you may plan on doing during the summertime?
Well, actually, on the drive here, we were just talking about it. I got a message receiving asking for me to bring Vinyl Nights to Florida, which is where I'm going back for the summer.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of bringing that down there and seeing if I can get a small crowd to just participate or just to acknowledge. Because like I said, not a lot of people take pleasure in physical media down there.
Yeah.
Not because they don't want to, just because there's no access.
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yeah.
And we also talked about encouraging our members and our followers to have their own vinyl nights. Mm. So, you know, if you want to get with your friends or just be by yourself and play records.
Yeah.
And if you want to send in the videos, that's what we're thinking about right now. Just to keep it going, you know, keep people excited about it.
that is like the kind of downside of being at like a university is like, yeah, you have all these people going back home. Whereas here at LCC, nobody lives on campus,
right?
You know, because everybody just commutes here.
Right.
And, you know, usually those people like live around, you know, but I do appreciate like what you guys do outside of like just the regular vinyl nights, like camping out for Record Store Day.
Yeah, that was interesting to see.
That I had to miss too, because I was watching my sisters, but you know.
I will say it was a cold, cold night.
Yeah, right. Yeah, seeing those, you know, updates on Instagram.
Those were fun.
Hey, it's 3 a.m. you know, wrapped in a big blanket and all
shaking.
That.
Yeah. Honestly, the big thing that we kind of like emphasized when we started to make this organization was that this isn't a place for vinyl lovers. This is a place for just community.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to collect.
Yeah.
You don't have to even be into music. If you want to meet friends, if you want to play a record that you got, if you want to just listen to records, whatever you want to make it, you know, that's what it's about.
Yeah. And all the people that I see going through your, because you guys bring like a case, like you two and Kenny, like bring in your own case. And I see people like looking through those,
right?
Like looking to see what to play and all that stuff. Which is, you know, really cool.
Yeah. We try to do the same thing here. You know, it's like, you know, like we like to say is that like, it's a, like, firstly, it's like a, just a friendship group, you know, just and secondly, it's a record club. You know, we make a point to be like, you don't, you know, you don't need to have records or anything. Mm-hmm. You just got to be willing to hear stuff you wouldn't normally listen to. That's what we like to say.
Yeah. I feel like that's one of the things that is, you know, so fun about Vinyl Nights is having people come in and find new music tastes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I don't feel like I have to like stick to the same shtick that I always have here where I'm like, oh, I bring in a bunch of old music, you know, because I like sticking to the themes here with you guys. It's no theme and you guys are staying there for like 3 hours and I could like bring in like Fits in the Tantrums or something like that. Or I could bring in like 50s music or something without, you know, because I've done that the first minute. I think you guys left. You know, and people like dance to it and all that, which is like pretty cool.
And then I think one of the greatest things is hearing someone say, oh, what is this?
Or like,
I love that.
Who's playing that?
I remember Kenny, I had Fits in the Tantrums picking up the pieces. The first March, whatever meeting, March 21st meeting, I brought that in. Kenny was like, well, what is this? I was like, I'm definitely, I gotta listen to this.
Right.
I was like, yes, you should.
Yes, and that's one of the joys. And I think with us having the crates, I think it's fun seeing people pull out a vinyl and see them and talk to their friends, think like, oh, wow, look at this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to play this. And like, that's one of the greatest things I see about physical media. You can pull it out, show it to other people and express your gratitude and like how much you enjoy that record.
Yeah, that's what I really love as well, just being able to, it's a good way to start conversation, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you bring in a record somebody likes, they're like, I like that one, I recognize that, it's a good song, and you start talking about it, and then, you know, before you know, you've been talking about this band or something for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's exactly how it goes.
It's fantastic. Yeah, I was kind of segueing from that into, I know there's, like, I can't talk today.
Hey.
The way you run your meetings is definitely, like, a little bit different than ours, because I think that, compared to ours, yours is kind of a little bit, it's like a little bit more structured, but like also less structured at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like
the structure part is that you guys actually have like a way to tell who's up for playing something next.
We got kind of a line.
Yeah,
like
kind of, but they have a definitive thing.
Right.
Like, you know, you write your name on the sticky note, what song you want to play or what side, then you put it in the queue. You know,
that is pretty cool.
Whereas we hear it's like, there's nothing on.
Just literally go right up there and throw something
up. Yep. I think one of the nice things that y'all have is y'all stands, which we did take a lot of inspiration from.
Cool.
And then we took that. I think the structure that you're referring to is the queuing, but then the less structure would also have to be the fact that we sometimes let sides completely play out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and then we forget just because we're having such a great conversation about what's going on in the background.
Or like movies, we did in that first meeting where everyone was like all mad at people and stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sarai. I hope you have gone down to watching some of those spectacular movies that we were talking about because they must watch.
The Lion King.
Never seen Lion King.
Sorry, Sarai, for calling you out, but everybody was so
the Lion King.
Like, mad. Like, yes. They were so confused. Like, well, you have never watched The Lion King?
Some of your other takes, I understand not watching, but The Lion King?
Yeah.
Like, that's The Lion King.
Not, like, 99.99% of people know The Lion King.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. It's a classic.
That's so crazy.
I think we might have one of the vinyl nights we just did like a movie marathon where we have soundtracks to the movie that we're watching because some people need to watch these kinds of movies.
That's a good idea.
I think the crazy part is like, I think it's more difficult to go your entire life without seeing The Lion King. Like, I feel like it was just everywhere.
Know. That takes effort. You have to like avoid it. You got to be trying.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'd say part of why you can be able, you're able to play like just whole album sizes because you go for like what, 3 hours every night. That is...
Yeah, sometimes when March Madness was going on, MSU basketball was conveniently at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So we just stay like 2 hours later and watch the basketball games.
Yeah, and that's not something that we try to do. Like, we don't try to just go for super long, but
it was MSU basketball.
Yeah, right.
And you're like, what better place than to be on campus watching MSU basketball?
Right, exactly. But I don't think we've ever ended at a time that we were supposed
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think that's just the kind of, you know, that's like, it's not like a meeting. Like, we call them meetings, but they're not meetings. They're more just like hangout.
Right.
That's another thing that brings it back to like kind of the unstructuredness of it.
Right. I think that just comes from us meeting in the dorm. I think we kind of just stuck to that like we loved
that
how
hangout
it was.
Feel. That
yeah.
What it is.
Right. And we don't want to lose that.
Yeah. It's something you definitely don't want to lose. It brings together the camaraderie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's, go do, whatever, like, afterwards. Yeah. Like, which I really enjoy. I remember there was a while there with our record club where we'd have a group get together and we'd go, to the record stores. Like, we'd go to Flat Black and Circular first. And then we'd shoot down to the record lounge and we'd go back to LCC. I still do that. Yeah. I'm by myself.
Yeah.
Because everybody's busy or working or stuff like that.
Right. And that's also what we try to do with our themes and our events that we do. We try to focus on things where it doesn't take up your entire time, where you can still talk to people, meet people, talk about music. You know, like with the painting night, that was perfect. You know, just paint while you talk to the people around you.
And the music's in the background. You're listening. Right. You're thinking, man, this is a great record while you're painting. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the Picassos that we had out there.
Oh, my goodness.
So many great artists.
I wish I was
I'm not one of them.
Yeah, no, I'm not either. I mean, I was going to paint my cottage, but I was like, no, I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah,
I just painted the X-Men logo.
Yeah, that one was pretty sick.
Yeah,
that was
pretty cool
though.
Sadly, I'm sorry to anybody who saw my Mowgli Indians logo. it was no good actually.
Gosh.
It was really bad. It was a creation to my high school, and I don't think I did it justice. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm sure they'll forgive you. They can't see it right here.
No.
We'll have you back on one of the days. You can like bring it and hold it up for the camera.
Oh, yeah, they can see it.
I'm
so sorry, guys.
I don't think we can make it that day.
Right. But yeah, painting, that's a really awesome like idea for a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you have any besides that? Do you have any other ideas? You know, going forward for kind of like special topics like that.
Totally.
That you're willing to share.
Yeah. So actually, this week we're super excited. We're doing a Song Wars tournament. So really what it's going to be is like everybody picks a record and we're going to have a theme go up from like a wheel and then like a bracket style people going against each other and see like who can match the theme the best from their picks, their records. We're really excited about that one. We have that. And then next week we're going to do a karaoke night.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be there. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to be there.
So that one, I think the idea for that one is like either queue up a record, because not everybody wants to do karaoke. Either queue up a record or queue up yourself. You want to sing something. So we're really excited for that. We want to do some more theme nights next semester.
Nice.
But yeah, we're really excited. We have a lot of ideas.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we have a ton of ideas. It's always just the execution that comes down to it.
Dog,
so you can throw out an idea there, but when it comes down to the execution, it's like, oh, we actually have to plan how this works.
That's
we have to make sure this is viable for everyone and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hit me right in my soul, man. I feel that. We love coming up with ideas, but then when it comes to actually running them, you got to think about that too much. It's just a hassle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think the two painting nights that week, we had the two painting nights back to back. That was like the most stressful week of my life.
Did you like, you got like actual records for people to paint on, or what was
the the one in the engineering building was like little,
like seven like inches.
But they weren't like actual.
Yeah, they were like they were five.
Like, yeah, they were like fake ones. But right. like the, from one of the pictures I saw on the Friday one, mm-hmm. it was like actual, like yes. true.
Wow. They were actual ones. Mm-hmm. We made sure that they were all like unplayable.
Yeah, like beat up, yeah, kind of like. Up.
Did you, where'd you get them from? It's just like.
FBC.
The giant, like the after, bookshelf full of free stuff, right?
I went over there to talk to them. I was like, hey, is it okay if we were just grabbed like 60, 50 of them and just take them? It's like, is that fine? They're like, yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Shout out FBC. They're one of the out. Most yeah, amazing great. People. Love them over there.
They're awesome. I wish I was there to see that one, definitely, right. though. That's an awesome idea for a meeting.
Yeah, so was I.
So it's
that,
okay.
That one took a little bit of, time to set up, and then we had to remove all the vinyls from the actual albums and then setting them up for everyone to get to the painting.
So you got, like, just a pile of, like, 50 album covers somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do. It's in my house.
Nice. They're hanging around in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, there's somewhere in there.
Bring it back. People can draw on those next, maybe.
Yeah. We had some people drawing on the covers. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know where we didn't have them for display, but some people just found them and then started painting on them.
There were a box in the back, so people just decided to grab them.
Right. But, which, you know. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah.
I've like a couple albums I've found, like I like at a FBC and Record Lounge, like in the dollar bin. Sometimes people will just like draw on them. Like they'll just put a mustache on someone that's so beautiful. I wish I remember what the album was, but I remember I found a couple like that.
Or like, jeez, I can't remember what it was, but yesterday, Andy, shout out Andy, he brought in like something, because our theme yesterday was live albums. We're going to have that podcast episode like later. But Gio, you were there. You remember this, how like whatever like album he had, the S and the P.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, and the S and the R were colored in with blue.
With the pen you could tell,
Yeah.
That's the fun of collecting. You always like buy the old stuff. Yeah. You see someone else owned it and they're well loved.
I saw a copy of Revolver one time where John Lennon's lips were painted red.
That's beautiful.
And those are unique. You're not gonna find that anywhere else.
No.
That's just yours.
That's good. That's the part of the joy of the physical media aspect is like especially if you buy used, every single one you buy has like a story.
Yeah.
Somebody like you said, painted John Lennon's lips in red.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, they write their name on it or everything. It's always interesting when you buy something to wonder like, oh, who had this, where'd it come from?
Yeah, one of our first vinyl nights, someone picked an Earth, Wind and Fire album from my collection. Mm-hmm. And I had never opened it, but I just had it. And we pulled it out to play and we realized like it was an entirely different record.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so many times. That started some controversy over at Vinyl Nights.
I don't like that.
No.
I don't. No, not at all.
Mm-mm.
I've had that experience.
Oh, yeah.
I had the Frank Sinatra, The World We Knew. Great find, I thought. 50 cents from this old couple out in Reno.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I thought I had gems. I take it home. I didn't even take the time to check there. I take it all the way home. Then again, it's only 50 cents that I paid for it.
Yeah.
But I take it all the way home. I'm ready to play it. I pull it out. It's a completely different album. I'm like, oh,
nice.
Goodness.
I have a session with Gary Lewis and the Playboys on those. I was like, oh, I'm going to play their version of Palisades Park. This is going to be great. I put it on the turntable. I go and cue it up. I put it down. It's a completely different song. I look at the label, and it's a completely different Gary Lewis and the Playboys record.
That must have been a little bit more heartbreaking. You were actually down to play it right
already. Yeah.
I mean, I just pulled mine out, and I seen it.
Same artist, too.
It's close enough.
Yeah. The Earth, Wind & Fire, it was another different Earth, Wind & Fire album, which is pretty crazy.
This one time I actually lucked out. I bought this. It was like a Cream or something was the band, but like it had two albums in there instead of one.
I
didn't say anything.
Yeah,
I bought it and I was just like, they didn't even look at it.
I have that experience too.
Shout out to the Record Lounge.
Yeah, I need to run into that Heather. Problem. Yeah,
friend of the show, literally.
Yeah, I love Heather. She's brilliant. She gives me good discounts.
Always looks me up. I love that.
Yeah. I got an experience with that too. The two records in one. I think off Facebook Marketplace, like I got like a lot of records, you know, like a lot, like six records or something. And one of them was Black Sabbath by Black Sabbath. Nice. And they had two records in there and one of them was Paranoid.
Jeez.
That is a fine.
That's a steal.
That's a diamond.
Yeah. It's up north right now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Any final questions?
No, I don't know. I mean, do you have anything you'd like to ask us at all?
Yeah, we should have.
That's a good question.
Some time. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we were very impressed. I mean, like we're coming from this organization that just started. We've had about five mm-hmm. or six meetings, and then coming to check out one that's already
established
yeah. and already has a structure of some kind. It was really impressive to see your guys' record club. So I would ask, I don't know, what kind of like principles have you guys stood on, like, as you guys mm-hmm. continue to grow?
I mean, I guess just the number one thing that we like believe in is just being very open and accepting to people, okay. no matter what their music taste
yeah.
is,
right.
whether they own records or not. We like, you know, everybody can play whatever they want. It's mm-hmm. like a judgment-free zone. You know, the music, you play whatever music, you know, that you want to play.
Right.
You
know? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, like he was saying, it was super impressive to see what you guys were doing. And I mean, this podcast in itself, it's super amazing.
Thank you.
That's something that I really like. I love the idea of having a podcast for the Vinyl Nights.
Oh, yeah. We would love to, but I mean.
Oh, yeah. The time, though. Time, the management.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever figure it out, man, just give me a call.
We would love to have you guys.
Or, I mean, Impact is in Holden Hall, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That is very true. Very true. Gosh.
I'm glad to have you guys on. I'm glad that we were able to, you know, inspire you, you know, a little bit. You guys have also taught us a bit, like, you know, just seeing how you guys have started out, avoiding some of the problems we had when we were starting. I know you've come up with, like I said, like a couple of the ways you do things, you know, it's inspiring to us
right.
at the same time. So it's good.
That.
There's like a little back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I do think, though, that's going to have to end, call it for today. Thank you so much for being on, both of you guys. It's an honor to have everybody on here.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Very good.
Yeah.
If you're interested in all in coming into any record club meetings in the future, though, you can check out our website, and which will be everything on there. We'll have the podcast, the past playlist from past meetings, any information you need about future meetings, themes, that kind of thing. Also, I'd like advise you to check out the MSU Vinyl Nights. They have a
Instagram.
Yeah. Go follow their account. You'll find anything you need to know about their setup, anything like that, new meeting dates, themes, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MSU Vinyl Nights.
At MSU Vinyl Nights. Yeah. Go check them out. They're really cool. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Watching or listening in from home.
Watching.
Yeah. Well, there's a video. Yeah. But thank you all for checking it out. We'll see you all next time. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.